Umalanga, we are bringing in the first black podiatrist in Kanyamazane. And I'm interested to find out from her if she is the first even in the province. Felicia, good evening and thank you so much for taking this call.
Hi, how are you? Good evening.
I'm very well. I mean, congratulations for being the first black from your hood, your township. But let's talk about, are you able to say at this point that you are the first even in the province?
There's two other people, but I'm one of the very few in that continent.
Yeah, let's talk about what is a podiatrist. Am I even saying it correctly?
No, you're saying it perfectly.
Oh, okay. What is a podiatrist, you know, for some of us who are not really familiar with medical terms, and what sort of work also do they do?
So basically, a podiatrist is a healthcare practitioner that deals with the legs and the lower limbs. Any condition and every condition that you may have with your feet and legs, whether it be walking, whether it be diabetes, anything. Basically, in layman's terms, just like we have a dentist that deals with the teeth and an audiologist that deals with the ears, we also have a podiatrist that deals with the feet and legs. You know?
Amazing.
Something as small as, it's like we deal with conditions such as diabetes, you know? People can tend to have amputations because they don't take care of their feet because of their diabetes.
Yeah.
And we deal with sports people as well and their biokinetics. Basically, biokinetics is generally how you walk. You know, some people have feet problems in terms of they're just painful for the work or in general, or they have arthritis and their joints are painful. We deal with conditions such as that.
Yeah. Let's also maybe push the conversation to say, you're in your first year of BSc in biology, you know. At this stage, you have what you term after varsity life crisis. You know, I want to understand why are you having, crisis while you are already in varsity? And also maybe talk us through then, you know, because I understand at that particular time you were also somewhat conflicted as to whether you should pursue being a general practitioner or not. You know, talk us through what sort of confusion was, you know, upon you at the time and why were you even confused?
I think a conversation that we don't have as young people is generally what to do after varsity and if I'm doing the right thing, you know. So I always assumed that I wanted to be a GP and I was going to do this irrespective of whether anything may come my way, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
So I went to UP and I did BSc in biology trying to get into medicine and I absolutely hated it. I hated everything about it. Hello?
Yeah, no. I can still hear you.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, but also I'd like you maybe to shift away just a little bit from the actual speaker of the phone because, we're getting, a resounded sound, from your end. Maybe just create a sort of a distance while we talk so that we can, proper capture this conversation very well. But also maybe let's move now to the conversation by bringing, I understand that ugogo nomalume, they had somewhat of, troubles with inyawo, mhlambe nomlenze kamalume. Talk us through mhlambe I relief eyabakhona ekhaya nasebathi wena uzoba yi podiatrist, ugogo nomalume at that time, or maybe just the entire family, bafila kanjani ukwazi ukuthi kuzoba nosizo abangakhona ukulaccessa at any time?
When I first started podiatry, we don't have to see uni podiatry.
Yeah.
So I had seen my grandmother. She was going through a lot of joint pain and foot pain, and she just couldn't walk. She could barely even stand, And then I had to sit them down and actually explain to them what is uni podiatry and what do I do and what do I offer to them. And as soon as I became qualified, my grandmother was then able to walk again, The pain was less. She was more comfortable, And she was really happy. And I saw the relief in generally her lifestyle from having a caretaker to her being able to do certain things on her own. And in terms of my family, I was gobsmacked about diabetes and it's affecting the feet. I genuinely didn't know as someone who just didn't know about podiatry or just found out about podiatry. And then when I learned about it, I was just shocked, like, we all know somebody with food problems, or we all know somebody with diabetes. So I was shocked to learn that so many people have diabetes, but they don't know that they have to go to the doctor to treat their feet because they might get amputated. So my family was very relieved. Those around me were very relieved, because even though I was still in school, they could go to a different podiatrist and get the help that they would not have gotten if they didn't know the knowledge. They didn't know about it, rather. Yeah.
You're on Rise FM in 60 minutes. I'm chatting to the first black female podiatrist in Kanyamazane. That's one of the townships here we have in the city of Mbombela. But also, she's among the three in the province of Mpumalanga that she's aware of. She's also part of the cohort of about 313 in the country who are qualified, but 300 of them are currently practicing. And yeah, she's definitely having a conversation with us, just helping us with science and that, with a podiatrist, and what sort of benefits does it come with of being a podiatrist. You know, Felicia, let's talk about just your feelings. I mean, knowing that among the higher institutions of South Africa and even in the continent, the University of Johannesburg is the only university that offers such, services for one to undergo the study of being podiatrist, but also being selected, you know, being among the first or the few students, that cohort. Talk us through your feelings at that point in time to know Mtana Sempumalanga Ubuyelekazi, she can just be chosen by a high institution such as the University of Johannesburg.
The magnitude of what I was doing, but it was the day of my graduation when I saw my family and, you know, my tribe so happy that it hit me that, wow, I actually did it. I went through all of this. I acquired a knowledge that most people did not even know of or will not be able to experience doing. And it's an amazing feeling, I won't even lie. It's like being an anointed person among a lot of people and having a particular anointing that other people do not have.
Uantu akho afila kanjani the day you graduate, having had her being the one who recommends you to do that particular course?
Oh, she celebrated. I had to go back. I believe in saying thank you.
Sure.
So I had to go back to her and say thank you, because that small knowledge changed the course of my life for the better. So she was ecstatic about it. She was elated.
Yeah. We understand that currently you are not employed. Is it by choice? Noma mhlambe kunezinto osabhizi ngazo, oziphekayo, uzosimangaza futhi, uzosimangaza futhi sonke la eMpumalanga?
Unfortunately, unemployment is not a choice, but I wanted to open a practice here in Nelspruit, both Eliyaz and Citropeni. Unfortunately, I do not have the funding to open it, but I'm very keen on opening it to the site, because there is a need for podiatrists to site. There's a huge need. I'm currently volunteering at a wound clinic, and we are just bombarded by people who have foot problems, who got amputated, and we've seen that there's generally a need in hospitals, in private practice, in public practices as well. But the problem is we are not funded as podiatrists. I myself want to open. I want to help people. I'm here. I'm volunteering myself, but the funding is not opening for us. I applied to NYDA as well as the Premier, but things are very slow, and, you know, and it's really frustrating because we have people that genuinely need my help, and I have the skills, but I can't give them what I have because I do not have the necessary equipment to give them the best health care.
My sister, Felicia, really, really want to thank you for availing yourself to share a story. And I think it's a story that a lot of graduates tend to go through in the province of Mpumalanga, where they're now having the qualification, but the opportunities are not as, you know, vast as they could possibly explore. But I want to thank you for having come this evening to share with us your story. Hopefully, you know, the MEC of Health, you know, she was our guest. Maybe she might have been listening still to the conversation, and maybe she could be of help. Even the entire provincial government could be of help, particularly in maybe plugging you into, you know, placements there in the healthcare spaces of our province, where sobona bogogo nabomalume bethu nabanye abadinga usizo, particularly ngeenyawo namadolo kanye konke nje nemilenze. Siyabonga kakhulu sisi wami ukuthi Ube Kwana and just availing yourself to chat to us.
Thank you. Thank you for also reaching out. I genuinely appreciate it.
Really have appreciated you having shared your story. Mpumalanga, there is Felicia Sandlani, the first black female podiatrist in Kanyamazane. Podiatrist, but dilanje ngenyawo nangomlenze ungabi buhlungu. So definitely we need such specialists in our healthcare system. You're on Rise FM in 60 minutes. It has just gone 20 minutes after 8.